There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Blarney Hour. I'm Drew Duffney, and he's Adam Hare-Huck, and we are lucky enough to have on the phone all the way from the UK the one and only Orisa Kelly, world-renowned foot archer and performer. Welcome, Orisa.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So when I sought out this interview, I mean, you've been on Ridiculousness, the big show with Snoop Dogg. You've performed in a lot of different settings of that group of shows or the media circuit, because it's not all been like news media. It's been just all an eclectic group of performances. What was the one that really stood out that you just really had an exceptionally good time?
Wow, that's a good question. I mean, I do love to do just say yes to every opportunity. I think that's why when you got in touch, Drew, I was like, absolutely, this is so different. I love it. And I think what really stood out was when I worked on Wonder Woman, the film, and I actually was working on it in 2016, and I thought I was going to end up going to the Amalfi Coast to film. I was very, very excited. You know, they got in touch. They said, we need someone to do archery stunts for the film. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to get to go to Italy for a month. But then it turned out to be filmed on a green screen in Watford, which is like 20 minutes from my house, or even less than that. So I ended up filming right next to my house. But it was still an amazing experience. And I will say that I am the palest Amazonian you have ever met. And they had to give me two separate spray tans because I was too white and freckly.
I actually crowdsourced, and I didn't say anything to anybody. I did it on my own private page, and I just wanted to solicit to see what our listeners really wanted to hear from you. And out of all your performances and things that you've done, what was the one that was most memorable? And I'm not going to, you know, point out your favorite, because it's on a public forum. It's hard to say, well, I really had a good time on, you know, the big show with Snoop Dogg, or I really had a great time with Ridiculousness. I'm sure they were all a lot of fun. But what was your one that really is just going to be ingrained in your mind, that's going to be a story that maybe you're going to tell your grandchildren or whatever else, that type of moment?
Oh, gosh. There's so many things that I've done that I've loved. But one that I remember very well was Wonder Woman. I did the archery stunts in Wonder Woman, and so it was such an amazing experience, and the costume was surreal, and being on set with all these female warriors, much, much taller than me as well. It was a really surreal experience.
And you don't look short in all of your photos.
I joke with people. I say I'm a catfish for my height, because I'm very good with angles, and I also wear heels all the time, but I am very much 5'1", proudly. Actually, 5'1½". The half is very important.
That, yes, the half is very important. Wonderful. Yes. Well, in spray tans have probably come a long ways. I got one many, many years ago, and it's sugar-based. Am I correct when I say that?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if that's still how it is.
Was it kind of sticky when they sprayed it on you?
Maybe. I can't remember. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, they're sugar-based, and I can't imagine having two of those and then having to perform.
Oh, yeah. I looked ridiculous. And then they had to put makeup on my face because I still wasn't dark enough. I mean, I'm ginger. So what do you expect? I'm pale and freckly.
That was one of your posts a little while back. You had said, I'm quarter English, quarter Irish, and half American. Which do you think I look like? And, you know, I responded Scandinavian. I mean, you know, more or less.
I love that.
Yeah, and it had nothing to do with your appearance. It was more just the fire in your eye and your passion to deliver. I mean, just like the warrior. I think of a Viking when I think of you with your performance.
So, yeah, that's super funny that you say that. I mean, I take that as such a compliment. I definitely consider myself a very passionate person, and I love the whole idea of being a female warrior. So Viking, Scandinavian, I'm here for it.
Exactly. One of the bands that we play on the station very often, and I'm probably going to mispronounce it, we pronounce it as Skald. I don't know.
Oh, I've heard a couple of their songs.
Okay, am I pronouncing that right when I say it?
I mean, I don't know. Skald. So I'm not Scandinavian, so I can't.
As much as we want to pretend, you're not.
I like that. They do a cover of Seven Nation Army, don't they?
Yeah. Really cool. Ironically, Adam is into the live music scene, and that's one of the things that he said. He says, everyone covers this song, and this is the only cover that I like of it. Because Jack White is from Michigan. Yeah, Jack White from the White Stripes is here from here in Michigan. So
really, that's super cool.
Yeah. So we're very familiar with that song. But yeah, no, that's a lot of fun. So now, what is a perfect day for you? And obviously home cooking with mom is wonderful that you've addressed that. But if there was no work, and whether you were at your home in Tennessee or where you're at now, what's just a good day?
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, I think that's a question that everyone should ask themselves. And the answer to that, more of that more often. So for me, a good the sun is shining. It's actually shining right now in Watford, where I am, outside of London, which always makes me so happy and grateful. So a sunshiny day, I love to go running. I'm not, you know, a crazy marathon runner or anything like that. Just going out into nature and kind of getting lost in music. And like I said, I think on our first call, Drew, I spoke about how music is so healing.
Yes.
And just being in nature and having my headphones in and forgetting all my worries and thoughts and problems, anything else in my mind, just like being absorbed in the moment with a good soundtrack in the background. And yeah, doing that and exploring and then spending time with family. I'm very, very close with my, and I think it's such a blessing, as we've all gotten older, we've actually grown even closer. So spending time, of course, training. I mean, I love training. People ask me how much I train a day, and I can train up to 6 hours every day, and I don't consider it as it's actually my favorite part of my job, and just being able to explore my abilities in a space and seeing what I could do with my body and what, like, how I can entertain someone is such a cool experience.
So basically pushing yourself to the limits arguably every day.
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, I think that's such a great way to live, is to live fully. And not just live fully in, you know, going out and seeing new things or partying or things like that, but actually seeing your own capabilities. I think that's such a great way to live life.
Yeah, there's a phrase that fits that I really, really like. I wished I could follow it. I don't have the passion that you do to follow it, but it basically says life begins at the edge of your comfort zone.
Yes, I love it. I love it. And it's where you feel most alive, you know?
Right, for sure. So we're going to take a little break here, and then we're going to come right back, and we're going to get into some of the music, and we're going to discuss some of the music that we wrote about. So again, this is Arissa Kelly right here on the Blarney Hour.
The Sessions Concert Series returns to the Corona Road Bar. Saturday, January 6th, come on out and celebrate some Michigan-made music with me. From Detroit, I've got Wanted, Wide Track, and a special guest to be announced. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint. No cover, no tickets to buy, just come on in. It's a Sessions Concert Series at the Corona Road Bar, January 6th. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nipissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
When was the last time you visited downtown Lapeer? Hey guys, Jim from the Lapeer Main Street Hour here, and I want to invite you to rediscover downtown Lapeer and all that it has to offer throughout the fall and holiday season. With 13 dining establishments to choose from, downtown Lapeer has one of the hottest up-and-coming food scenes in the area. Make it a day and enjoy an afternoon of shopping, arts, and entertainment. With over 180 businesses, downtown Lapeer truly has something for everybody. Great food, shopping, entertainment, and more. Isn't it time you rediscovered downtown Lapeer?
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
All right, welcome back to the Blarney Hour, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck, I'm Drew Duffney, and we have Arissa Kelly on the phone, world-renowned foot archer. I like to say flamethrower of the toes.
Oh, my gosh, that's the best way I've heard my job. That's better than farcher. Some people call me a farcher.
A farcher. That is the funniest thing I've heard.
Professional farcher.
Well, in... In our family, my personal family is a family of archers. And so that's when the comments kind of flooded in down to my niece and everything else. And my father, he had passed here 2 years ago, but when he was living, he actually made all of his own bows and arrows and strings.
Oh, wow, that's far out. That's so cool.
Yeah, and some of his arrows are here in a museum here in Michigan. Just from from his craftsmanship, they had asked if they could have been, so they're displayed. But we digress, but my family was just on it when I was going to do this interview.
That's so wonderful.
My brother, who is just very, very candid, very down to earth and says whatever's on his mind, he plainly said, is she confident enough in her accuracy to shoot an apple off my head?
Ironically, today I filmed a video of me, I haven't posted it yet, but I was shooting an apple with my feet, and I did shoot the apple several times. So, I mean, it's more, is he trusting enough to try it?
I will tell you, this is somebody who water skied next to a freight liner, like a big barge.
Oh, cool.
And you know how the waves can actually take you under? And this is when That's smartphones crazy. Were just brand new. He wanted his friends to video him water skiing next to that big barge. He just thought that was the coolest thing ever. And we're talking like 4 or 5 cell phones ago. And so he's actually hung onto that cell phone because the technology back then wasn't available to transfer the video.
Yeah, you dropped it. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So as far as him, trusting you, he's seen your performances. I'm sure he'd be up for it. So if you're ever in Michigan during apple season.
When the apples are nice and big.
Yeah.
So when you get to shoot an apple off somebody's head, or basically any volunteer, how do you warm them up to the idea?
I tell them to close their eyes and have sex. And then I make them sign a waiver.
Everything's a waiver, isn't it?
No, I did actually. I shot an apple off my mum's head once a few years ago, and she's the only person I did it with because I knew that she wouldn't sue me if anything went wrong. She would love me no matter what. And thankfully, it went well.
Otherwise, she just would have had a really good All Hallows Eve costume.
Yeah.
So, in the list of songs that you played, we're going to get into a little bit of music here, and I want you to kind of tell me the backstory. Now, you've put these in quite an order, so I'm going to jump around a little bit. And
I just think that was my writing them down.
Yeah, so I'm going to kind of go with the oldest here. So you got My Sweet Lord by George Harrison.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That song. So now, when I was 12 years old, my dad suddenly passed away. And one of the things I remember him by is actually this song. And he loved George Harrison. He had met him on many occasions. I almost would go as far to say he's a family friend, or was a family friend. And so my dad used to play a lot of George Harrison's songs, and he knew him personally. And so Childs in the car, he would often put on My Sweet Lord. He would play My Sweet Lord and Here Comes the Sun. So I wanted to take a couple of songs that reminded me of my, and that was one of them, in honor of my dad. And actually, one of the memories I have of my dad growing up as well, because he would take me to gymnastics every day. And in the car, he was always either playing those songs or listening to radio. So I thought, oh my gosh, he would be so stoked if he knew I was on radio at this time. So I just thought it was such a nice little way to honor him.
So what was your father's name?
His name was Christopher Kevin Kelly. He is, or was, American from St. Louis. So that's my American side.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful. Well, Mr. Kelly, here's George Harrison with My Sweet Lord, dedicated by your lovely daughter, Arissa Kelly, right here in the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Oh,
All right, welcome back to the Blarney Hour. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Drew Duffney, and we have Arissa Kelly here. And my goodness, your music was pretty eclectic. So we've got the Cranberries on here, and I actually, there's a local band from Detroit, Michigan, Stone Clover. I'm not embarrassed to give them a plug by any means, because they're good friends of the studio and just good all-around people. And they did a cover here. I went and saw a show back in July, and they did a Cranberries cover where it talked about the war and you know, the line, the bombs and the guns. And it's kind of moving if you actually think back to the Irish history of it. So
yeah,
the song that you referenced was Dreams. So what does that bring you to?
Yeah. So I love that song. It randomly came on one of my Spotify playlists at some point, and actually during the run, and it just put me in such a good mood. I felt like it kind of transported me to Ireland a little bit. So when you said, you know, this is kind of in Ireland, you know, we're talking about Irish musicians, I thought, well, that was an immediate, okay, I thought of the Cranberries, and they're quite well known in Ireland.
So here in the studio, Adam actually has a young son, and he could be kind of fussy at different times. There's different music and different things like that. And I played a song by the Cranberries, and he was just all about it, just grinning from ear to ear in the harmony and the tunes. So it even touches children, you know, eight months old. Is it 8 months old?
Oh,
soon.
Yeah, coming up on 8 months. So, yeah. Nope, that was pretty touching. So here's the Cranberries right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. We have Arissa Kelly right here, world-renowned foot archer, or flarcher? Is that?
Farcher.
Farcher. I got to learn how to say it.
This is going to become a thing. Let's not.
Yeah. It's the Blarney Hour. Anything goes. So that was you two with I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. Now, what brought that into the list?
I love the lyrics of that. And I think, I mean, everyone takes it different from a song. But that one, when I first heard it, actually was years ago. But when I listen to it now, I think about how, I don't think of it in terms of love, like finding a relationship. I think about striving for more. And I'm always looking for the next thing. I'm always thinking, how can I develop my career and do what I love and find what I love? And so I listen to that and it resonates with me.
So that was actually one of my questions. If you've noticed, we don't do much of a formatted interview here. It really is just from the heart and with passion. And so that was one of my questions, is no different than a professional athlete. How, I guess I don't quite know how to phrase this, but is there an end?
Go for it.
Do you see an end?
So you can tell I've been asked this question before. It's so funny. So I'll go from the top. I get this question asked all the time. And yeah, you definitely don't go into a physical job where you bend yourself in half and expect to continue that on forever. I mean, who knows? I could be doing this when I'm 80. But when I got into the foot archery, it was never something that I dreamed up years in advance. I said, oh, I want to do this. I kind of fell into it a bit more. And it's something that just like happened. It almost happened to me rather than I decided to do that. And I think it's going to be the same with whatever I end up doing next. And I think, over the next maybe 10 years or so, if I decide that it's not for me anymore, I'll find the next thing that makes me happy. And I always said, I'll stop the day I stop loving it. But right now, I'm just so happy and enjoying myself that I don't think that's going to be anytime soon.
Well, and there's a lot to be said about that. And I will tell you that my father was shooting archery well into his 60s.
That's so fabulous.
Not with his feet, though.
No, not with his feet. But, so there's a lot of truth to that. So you said you just kind of fell into it, and that was a couple of the other questions. Who inspired
yes.
you?
Who inspired me? No, I mean, that's a great question. I've been inspired a lot in my life. But to do foot archery, no one inspired me. I was performing aerial silks beforehand. I was about 17, maybe 18. And I was performing the silks that hang from the ceiling and people kind of twirl down on them. Mm-hmm. And I loved it, but there wasn't that much work in it because, you have to have a high ceiling and certain rigging. And so I thought, well, I need to come up with an act that can go pretty much anywhere, but I wanted it to be unique. So I thought, well, instead of being, the best in the world, why not be the only one in the world? Someone that does something so different that no one else even compares to you. So I just came up with this idea. And actually, my dad loved archery. And when I was a kid, we used to go to the field and he would just shoot arrows one after the other. And I was a gymnast. So I just combined a few different things and came up with this ridiculous skill. And I had no one to teach me. I taught myself and I honestly didn't even know if it was going to work. And then after 6 months of practice, I trained every single day for 6 hours. And then I was actually able to hit my target.
That is astounding. It really is, because that I actually had a dentist appointment prior to this interview and I said, hey, this is what's going to happen. Any questions? And they were just both in awe. It was a female dentist and a female orthodontist. And they just went, tell her how lovely she is. They said, what?
Yeah, dentist, why can't you do this with your feet? Why can't you drill me with your feet? You need to step your game up.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what the first one says. Does she not have any hands or was there a...
Yeah, you know what's so funny is so many people, like when my videos go mega viral and then people that don't know like who I am or what I do, they see the video and you know, the comment I'll see is, but why not with your hands? And I'm like, why not with my feet? It's fabulous.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Like, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, no, that is an amazing thing. So has there ever been anything in any practice or performance that was humbling? This is another question from a listener. And it was a two-part question, the most memorable moment and the most humbling moment. And the most memorable, obviously, we discussed was the Wonder Woman, which is ironic, was another question. We're batting them all with, you know, you're coming right off the top with it. But over the time, I mean, it sounds like you've kind of been doing this for quite a few years. What was the one that just made you take a step back and go, well, wait a minute?
That's so great. That's such a great question. I think, okay, this was very humbling and a cool experience. Back in 2018, I performed for Her Majesty the Queen at a very personal event. It was very private, very personal. Ironically, when I first got the email from her butler, I discarded it because I thought it was fake. You know, it was like an email like, hi, I'm the Queen's butler. I mean, it was well written, but it was like, hi, I'm the Queen's butler. Would you like to do a show? And I thought, yeah, right. So I ignored it. And then he got back in touch again. And I thought, okay, well, this seems like a scam, but I'll go ahead until I find out it is. And it actually was legit. So, yeah, I got booked for an event for the Queen's Secret Cinema Club, which is really cool. And it was in Windsor Castle, and they were watching The Greatest Showman. And what they wanted was an act just before to kind of bring it a bit more to life. So I was performing. And when I went out on stage, they said just before, is there anything that you want us to say before you go out? And I was going to say, oh, you know, all the way from London, blah, 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 Arissa Kelly. But at the last moment, I said, actually, let's put a tiny bit more of my story in. And as I said to you guys before, I train myself. I actually trained in a cricket field. If the Americans are out there, then it's more like a baseball field. But I trained in a cricket field. So they went out onto stage and they said, the act you're about to see began in a cricket field. And after training 6 hours a day, every day for 6 months, she created this act. And then I went on. Now I performed, and you know, I got to perform for the Queen, and it was incredible. There was not that many people there either. But what was the most humbling thing was that 6 months later, I got an email from the butler, and he said, Arissa, I thought I'd let you know that I was with Her Majesty today. And she brought up what you do for a living. And while she was very inspired by your act, she was most amazed by the story of how it began. And I was like, wow. I mean, the Queen spoke about me behind my back. That's not something you get to say often. And I thought it was so inspiring because I was like, it just shows the power of your story, the power of your beginning can inspire someone as great as the Queen, who meets just or would meet so many people. I mean, I can't imagine how many people she had met in her lifetime.
Of course.
And using my personal story of my struggle was enough to actually etch that into her own memory. So that was incredibly humbling. And I always tell people that I meet, like if they're going through, you know, a new project, a new job, a new relationship, the beginning often can be quite a shake up. Sometimes it can be the most difficult, but that actually will become sometimes the most integral part of your story.
Well, that is definitely a moving story. I was not expecting that.
Thank you.
So yeah, coming up, we have. Oh, I'm sorry.
I said no. That's a sweet story of mine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, coming up, we've got a couple of more songs that you picked out. Take Me to Church and Amy Winehouse. So we're going to play into those, and I want you to think about those two songs. And when we come back, you can tell us all about it.
My lover's got humor. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog.
water. And I think about all the things, why? And in my head,
welcome back to Larney Hour, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney, and that is Orissa Kelly right there on the phone. World-renowned foot archer. I'm not going to give the other name because I already did it once in the last break, and I don't think that that's how she wants to be known. And, of course, if you listen to the last segment, she deserves more respect than that simply because she performed for the Queen, ladies and gentlemen. That is, how do you put that on your resume? Like, you know, oh, so what have you done? Like when you're applying, you know, if you want to, you're going to go play in Dubai or something like that. They're like, well, what other diplomats have you played for? And she's like, Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah. Well, actually, what's funny is one time I did a show at a military base and they were like, well, we're a bit worried because, you know, you've got flaming arrows. And have you ever performed for military before? And I was like, well, not American military, but I did perform this act for the Queen, and that was it. They let me go in.
So they have, like, firearms and missiles and bombs, and they piss themselves over a flaming arrow.
Yeah, literally. I know.
Oh, well, so we just came out with Amy Winehouse, and before that we had Hozier. Hozier?
Hozier.
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 Hozier. All right. Yeah, I'll get it right.
Hozier. Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
Stupid Americans, right?
I probably said it wrong.
So Amy Winehouse, that was Valerie. Is there a Valerie in your family or what? Where did that come from?
No, I just love that song. It's such an upbeat, fun song. And I feel like every event that I do and every time I'm kind of out and about and that song comes on, it just lifts people up. I love the melody and the funness of the song. So I thought I would include that one just to lift people up.
All right. And how about the Hozier song? We played Take Me to Church, but you gave me a choice of Nina Cried Power or Take Me to Church.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, if it was my choice, I would have just played Hozier the whole show. I guess he's a band, but like he is one of my favorite singers. I love his voice. I love his music. Nina Cried Power, I picked. It's actually one of their like less known songs. It's a very powerful song. It talks about, you know, power of women as well and pushing through. So I thought that was a cool song. But even just Take Me to Church is such a cool melody. And I just love his voice. The sound of his voice is so soothing and yet so powerful. I listened to him a lot. So when you first got in touch, and I know that he's Irish as well because I've seen a few interviews, I was like, immediately, okay, I've got to have a Hozier song in there. So if anyone's like, okay, what is Orissa's taste in music? It's all very random, but I do listen to a ton of Hozier.
Yeah, and you had mentioned Florence and the Machine and some of the other ones, and I didn't see them on the list. And I mean, it could have gone any direction. And there was no holds. You could have played it. I didn't limit you to just Irish music, but, you know, from our perspective, whatever makes you happy. And that's kind of striking that those two were on there. So that's great. So what is your guilty pleasure? I mean, you're as far as Americans go, you're the quintessential athlete that... you know, treat your body like a temple, right? But I would imagine with your fitness regimen, you probably could eat almost anything you want in moderation, and it would never affect anything, right?
I definitely couldn't eat consistently, like, too much. I'm quite strict on my diet, but let me tell you, I love cake. I love cake. I love donuts. I love sweets, to the point that I have to, when I live in America, because I do, you know, almost half my time in the UK, half my time in America. When I'm in America, it's so easy and good and tasty. I actually have to be sugar-free because I'm so addicted to sugar. I love cake.
Yeah, we put it in everything.
Oh my gosh. I can imagine. No, it's so, and donuts. Oh, so, yeah, if I could, I would just eat sweets all day long, but, I am more controlled than what I used to be. And also because it just doesn't make you feel that good, you know?
Yes, I could just
eat unhealthy sweets, that would probably be my guilty pleasure.
Now, do you fancy, usually throughout the show, we do a toast here and there, but do you drink alcohol at all?
Yeah, I don't drink much, actually. I'll have I love a glass of wine. So I would definitely cheers either, you know, Prosecco or a nice red wine. I definitely cheers to that.
Okay.
Before your next performance, just polish off a bottle of wine. You put like apple cider in there or something like this, polish off a bottle of wine. It's like, all right, let's do this.
That gives a whole new meaning to shots.
Oh my goodness. So if you were to tell your story and you want this to be heard, I mean, we've covered a lot of ground here. But what's something you want the world to know?
Oh my gosh. These questions, I'm like, they're so good. But they're also so loaded. I'm like, I don't know how to answer that. What do I want the world to know? I mean, okay. For me, something that's like so important, no matter what it is that you do, to be yourself, be fully authentic. I mean, I'm on social media. I have a certain amount of following, and I go on TV and I get to perform in front of like thousands of people. But something I said from the start was, no matter what, if I'm going to be known, I want to be known as me. And a lot of people thought, you know, when I started blowing up on social media, like, oh, you're going to change now. You've got all these followers and go to all these places. And I make a point of it. Like, you don't, no matter what you do in life, you can still be yourself and you can flourish as yourself and be happy. And so, hopefully, if anyone is listening and they feel like they have to conform or have to be a certain way to be liked or be appreciated, let me be an example. I've done something quite crazy with my life and had this very unusual dream. And I put myself out there and it's 100% me. And I'm okay. There's not everyone that loves me. I get haters every now and then or troll comments. And that's fine because I'd rather people dislike me because I'm being who I am than a whole world to love me for someone I'm not.
Trolling somebody who can fire an arrow like that, I don't think is the wisest idea.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like a moving target. So.
I can shoot under a bridge, you asshole.
Have you ever heard of something called an atlatl?
Huh?
Have you ever heard of something called an atlatl?
No. What's that?
So it's almost like a spear. It was something else my father made. And basically what it is it's like a stick. And you would hold it like you're getting ready to throw a spear, except for on the end of the stick, there's almost like a fish hook, but usually it's made of a tooth or a bone.
Oh, wow.
And on top of that stick rests a dart, and it's usually about 4 to 6 feet long, like a javelin.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
And you sling it forward, very similar to an arrow, except for you're throwing it instead of shooting it with a string.
Interesting.
So maybe something to look up.
Yeah,
Atlatl.
You're just giving me terrible ideas.
Well, for years growing up, we would go to traditional archery shoots as a family. And that was one of the competitions that we did, was we would throw Atlatl. You know.
That is so far out. Do you know where it comes from?
I know they used to kill mastodons with them. That's all I know.
Oh, blimey. Okay, fabulous. I'm going to have to look this up. Next thing you know, I'm throwing it with my feet.
That, I swear, my brother would probably get on a plane. He's only a few months away from retirement, and he said he's not leaving his house ever again because
will change that.
Yeah, but I feel like he would get on a plane if he knew you were going to throw Atlatl with your feet.
Oh, wow, that's a challenge accepted.
So we got room for a few more songs, and you tease me with maybe having your mom on the phone to say hi if she comes back.
Okay. It's not back yet, but if she does, I'll definitely let you know.
Okay. And then is there anything you want to dedicate these songs to? Maybe two more songs and tell us a little bit about them?
Oh, goodness. Well, actually, I listen to my acts a lot, but I haven't. Oh, my gosh. This is so. You know what I should do? I've got Spotify right here.
Yes.
And let me look at my on repeat, but I'm trying to see if there's any English artist that it's mostly Hozier, which is hilarious. typical. Florence and the Machine. We've got Florence and the Machine, Hozier. I don't know what songs to do.
No, don't be. Florence and the Machine. Boy, that was an active. Now, have you worked with them before?
No, I so want to. I would actually fangirl a little bit because I've listened to her like since I was like 10 years old. I love her music.
I'd be willing to bet she'd do a music video with one of your performances.
I would be so stoked. It's funny because when I was a gymnast back when I was like 15, and I used to make these, they're so cringy, these little gymnastic videos of me doing all my cool tricks. You know, the content creation began long ago for me. And I would always use Florence and the Machine's music to it because I just thought it was so inspiring and beautiful. So that would be a very cool full circle moment if I was actually performing in like a music video to her song. It'd be very cool.
Yeah, okay. Well, that maybe... we'll make sure when we post the show, we'll tag Florence and the Machine and
really cool.
Have them listen to it. And that would be something you put together a music video for them.
Oh, my gosh. So cool. Yes.
Now, you said Dad's from St. Louis. And where's Mom from?
My mom's half English, half American. So she had one parent from Manchester. And then the other parent was from Larne in County Antrim.
Okay. So half English, half Irish. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. That's where I get my freckles from.
Now, was there any family inspired music from them? Like when you would go to different holidays and things that would always listen to, or weddings or things like that?
Well, when I think of my mum, I think of, let me get the exact song I'm typing in. It was Tiny Dancer. My mum used to play it to me when I was a little girl because I was a tiny dancer. Elton John. So that's a song that I listened to a lot growing up. She would always pick me up from ballet and play that in the car. So that's a song.
And now you're not going to drop on us that your mom knew Elton John, are you?
No, but did you know I don't know if he's from Watford. He's from Watford, actually.
Yeah.
I know he has a house there now, but he is from the same hometown that I'm from. So hometown boy. I've not met him though yet.
Okay. Because when you dropped that your dad knew George Harrison, Adam and I just kind of looked at each other. We're like, wow.
Yeah. It's so cool. Yeah,
and we thought that was the highlight of the interview until you said you played for the Queen.
Sorry. We've got the ice cream truck going past. Can you hear that? Okay.
We can. And that just lets everybody know how organic and real that this is. That's wonderful. Yes, noise. Yes. For us. We're not holding you up. You're not going to get a bomb pop or anything, are you?
No, I'm not this time around. I'm being a good girl today.
Oh. Yeah, you get all your sweets here.
Actually, you know, in England, we call it ice lollies. We'll go and get an ice lolly.
Ice lolly.
You guys call it popsicle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, ice lolly. Yeah.
Ice lolly.
Yeah.
No, I know it. It was an adjustment here because one of the bands I play talks about the song's titled Short a Couple of Bob.
Short a Couple of Bob? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, like you're like, you know, Bob's being money.
Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so your pockets are a little light, you know, you're.
Okay, you're short of Bob. That's got to be like a really old saying because I've not heard of that.
Yeah, yep, yep. So, well, and that's the thing. When it comes to the music that we play, a lot of times it's just bands updating the music.
Oh, so funny. Okay. Yeah,
so.
Well, I also listen to a lot of Ed Sheeran as well. I forgot. I think when you asked, I was like, oh, my brain's fried. I can't think on the spot. But I do listen to Ed Sheeran too, and he's English, and he's ginger.
Yes.
There's a double whammy there.
He is as ginger as they come, and he seems to be on every website. Like, there's different things. Like, he's one of the performers that has arguably stayed above board and not maybe had scandals or things like that.
It's so true. So true. And you know what? He actually he comes across very genuine, authentic, and very much himself too. So
like you.
I like him a lot. And I'm going to do another name drop, which is terrible, but my brother actually knows Ed Sheeran. Not well, like they're not best buddies, but so my brother's a stuntman. And he actually doubled Ed Sheeran on many occasions, which is really funny for like music videos and things. So I've never met him myself, but from my brother's experience, he said he's an absolutely lovely person. So I would say that that's probably true.
So you guys are like the UK or the Evel Knievel family of the UK.
Yeah, could you imagine how crazy it gets when we have a fight? I get the bows out, the brother's got all kinds of swords and fight. Things are going down.
Well, your brother being a stuntman or a stunt double, I bet, you know, I've seen some Tom Cruise movies. I'm pretty sure he could just dodge your arrows.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll be catching them.
after Christmas. Well, I got to get going, guys. Just crash through a plate glass window.
That is so funny.
Yeah. What'd you get for Christmas? Band-aids?
Puncture wound.
This will all be in the B reel. This is the after show humor. Anyway, so we are going to close out the show, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Blarney Hour. Again, he's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. We have world renowned foot archer Orissa Kelly. And we're going to close out the show tonight with some Ed Sheeran and Florence and the Machine right here on the Blarney Hour. Good night, everybody.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Orissa.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still fall less hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall. Honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking now. When my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name, when my hands don't play the strings the same way,
I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the same.
Darkest before the dawn.